Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What up? What up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. You were there for Game 7 on Sunday and saw what happened on Tuesday night. I wanted to ask you what your confidence level is heading into tonight.
I'm still high confidence on the Celtics. You got to understand, they just had one day in between from a grueling Game 7 going into Miami for Game 1. They really didn't even have time to prepare. And then they had no Marcus Smart, no Al Horford. So, you know, I've been in these situations where you win a series and then you have a travel day the next day. And then you play Game 1. So that was like, just looking at those factors, you probably figured the Celtics retired. They probably lose that game. But I think they're going to settle into the series, bounce back tonight for Game 2. And I see the Celtics winning this series in 6 or 7.
You know what we need tonight is we need Horford and Marcus Smart both to come out in wheelchairs. I don't know if you have one.
No, we just need them to come out, period.
That's it.
They need to just come out. They didn't even come out, so just having them out there is enough.
Paul, when you look at Jason Tatum, I know you tweeted the KD thing out, and I had been, you know, big proponent on the radio saying the way he played against Giannis put him in that next level. When you think about Tatum as a player, I feel like this guy can do it all. What do you see from him, this young in his career, for your expectations on where he can carry this team to?
You know, when you watch him, it's like you forget that he's only 24 years old. And it's just like, wow, it feels like he's been in the league forever because he's pushed the Celtics into the Eastern Conference Finals. But like I said in the tweet, I think there's a changing of the guard in the league. When you look around all the older stars, KD, LeBron and these guys, it's time to let these new waves step in. Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, you know, the Ja Morant, you know. And so I see, and I really feel strong about my opinion on that. You know, if I were choosing today between Jason Tatum and KD, I got to go with Jason Tatum. I mean, that he's impressed me that much. When you saw when they had their backs against the wall in an elimination game on the road in Milwaukee where it's tough to win, he goes off of 46 points, keeps them alive, and then eventually wins the series. So he's definitely taking that next step in the superstardom.
When you think about everything that you played through and guys that you played with played through, is it weird to you that you lose, from an NBA perspective, Al Horford in the Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals because of COVID?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the journey. When you're going on a journey to try to win a championship, there's a combination of things that have to go your way. You know, you not only have to be good, you have to be lucky. And you have to be healthy. You know, that's a huge component that, you know, a lot of people don't look at when you're trying to win it all. And so I know he had to go to protocol and he's not really dealing with any injuries. But that's a blow when you use a guy of that caliber and Al Horford and Marcus Smart when you're trying to win a championship.
Paul, when you saw this turnaround from this team starting in the new year, were you as surprised as I and the rest of us were when this team all of a sudden sort of played their best basketball for 3 straight months?
Well, I wasn't a bit surprised because I saw the talent. They've been together. And what people forget is they went through a whole new coaching change. You know, that's difficult when you got a new coach coming in trying to implement his system on defense and offense. People just think, oh, it's the same team. They should play, you know, how they've been playing in past years. But, no, it's a whole new system. It's a whole new voice in the locker room, whole new leadership. And it takes an adjustment period. And I think they was going through that adjustment period the first few months. If you remember, Jason Tatum kind of struggled with his shooting, and then he got comfortable within the offense, and everybody started getting comfortable, and they started flowing. So I'm not a bit surprised by it.
Listen, when you played, you really couldn't pick your own coach and your own teammates. Imagine how many championships you could have won if you could have done that.
I would have been playing with all-star teams if that was the case.
Is it weird, though? I mean, do you think that's the right thing when it comes to the way the NBA is? I mean, as a player?
You know, I don't like it personally because I'm a little more competitive than that. You know, I didn't look at it and say, hey, I want to, you know, join a team that got multiple all-stars and try to win, or a team that put me out the playoffs. You know, I never looked at it like that because I was just a little more competitive. You know, it's a different day and age now where guys, they grew up in the AAU circuit, they're friends, they play with each other. And then when they get to the NBA, if they have that opportunity, they take advantage of the moment. So, you know, it is what it is.
Paul, you've been in the situations before where you're basically the top dog out there. How much pressure is that on a young guy like Jason Tatum where, you know, there's so much on his shoulders and, you know, being another step away from potentially getting to an NBA Finals for the first time in his career? How much pressure do you think he puts on himself knowing that a lot of it depends on how I play?
Well, I'll tell you this. I bet the pressure he puts on himself is not even close to what other put on him. And what I mean by that is the pressure that he gets from media and fans is going to be at a certain level. But I'll tell you, the great ones, they put even more pressure on themselves to be great. And, you know, so when he looks at what other people says or talks about, you know, as far as his projection of what he needs to do, he's thinking greater than that. And so I don't really think he feels any pressure from outside.
Having played in a bunch of these series and having won a title, is tonight a must win?
I'm not sure if it's a must win, but you know, Miami is a great team. They're number one seed for a reason. As we saw in the last series, when you watched Phoenix versus Dallas, Phoenix was up 2-0 because they won their first two home games. And, you know, it's important that the Celtics compete a little more in game two and try to find a rhythm and find something that they can hold on to that can help them win. But I wouldn't say it's a must win. Now, they lose game two and going into game three is a must win. So the important thing is try to go out and squeeze this win in, even if you don't have Horford or Marcus Smart, and, you know, see where the chips lay when you get back home.
Paul, one of the things that we notice with this basketball team is that Ime does a really good job of kind of making sure everybody understands their roles. And you saw a little bit of that with Grant Williams on the bench where Ime was saying something to him, and it looked like Grant was kind of trying to balk back a little bit. How much, when you think about a guy like Ime, a guy who played in the league, came up as a grinder, how much, like, respect does he get from players when they look at him and they try to balk back at him and go, wait a second, this dude knows what he's talking about?
Well, look, Ime, he's a player. The former players who are coaches now understands players' mentalities. When I saw that situation, I was like, look, basically you got two guys who are competitive, and at the end of the day, what do they want? They both want to win. And so when you're in the heat of the battle, sometimes it does get heat. I didn't have moments like that with Doc. But at the end of the day, we had a clear understanding of what we both wanted. We wanted to win out here. And, you know, sometimes it gets frustrating. But, you know, he understands the players. They understand him because he comes from that locker room. He comes from these type of days where you're on the road trying to get a playoff win. And so it's nothing. That's why they're able to brush it under the rug and move on.
Well, it's kind of like when Scal says something, you listen.
Hey, you better respect Scal out here.
Hey, Paul, you almost as much as anybody that I've watched covering Boston sports has taken on Boston as your hometown. What was it about Boston that pulled the greatest elements of your game out?
Well, I mean, when you look at the city, you know, hard hat, you know, a bunch of people who grind. I mean, that just was my mentality, and I just took on the personality of the city. You know, these are the most genuine sports fans in all of America. And I'm talking about across the board. When you talk about the football, baseball, hockey, basketball, and it's full of tradition. I called it the City of Champions. And, you know, once they get behind you, they with you. And they're going to ride with you to the end. When we were going through our dog days, and I look up and we still have seats filled up and they standing up cheering, I knew that I didn't ever want to leave the city until I was able to win a championship. And I'm happy I was able to accomplish that. And that's why I still to this day support the team. I go back because when you look at the past legends who were there, they was in the stands. When I look up and see Robert Parrish, Bill Russell. And so I want to continue that legacy, you know, for this newer generation. So, you know, I bleed green, baby.
Paul, how unique was that for you? I mean, you're an L.A. kid. I just finished up watching the Winning Time, the Dynasty of the Lakers and everything. And I thought it was really interesting. As me growing up as a Boston kid, as a Celtics fan, how unique was that for you to, like, basically be an L.A. kid, a Lakers fan, and now the team that you're playing for, the team that you are basically putting on your shoulders to put another banner up in those rafters is basically a team that you – kind of, I know they had to spoil some of your childhood memories.
Absolutely, man. You know that. You know the hate between Boston and LA. That was real hate because, I mean, when you got two story franchises, it's like, and their rivalries, it's like, man, if you watch Do the Right Thing, where you had the Magic Lover and the Bird Lover, and they want to fight, and oh, man, that's just pretty much how it was. And for me to get drafted by Boston, I was like, whoa, what just happened? You know, in my wildest dreams, I didn't think I'd be a Boston Celtic. I always dreamed of being a Laker. And so when it happened, it was just like, man, what is going on? And then the crazy thing about this story, Wig, is like we played against the Lakers and beat them in the championship. It was just like, right. it was storybook. You know, it was crazy how it all went down. A kid from L.A., Lakers, hated Celtics. Now I play for Celtics, beat Lakers. It was just like, man, I gotta come out with this documentary, man.
Right. Well, I mean, it was opposite for me as a kid who grew up a Pats fan and then went in a championship for the Patriots.
I thought you grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, see, that's how I wanted it to be. That's how I wanted it to be.
Wiggy's fraudulent because he says he grew up here, but he actually grew up in Brooklyn. He was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
so
well, you know.
He tries to claim he's the best Boston-born athlete ever.
Man, I got to do the research.
Amen.
Hey, he got the...
Ain't many of us out there.
Well, there are some, though.
Dana Barros.
Yeah.
Ron Stone.
Well, Pat Connaughton.
Patty
C. Yeah. Yeah. There's a few of us, but not as many as L.A. So.
Well, listen, he lives here now. And, in fact, he'd like a delivery, if you know what I'm talking about, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I know what you're talking about.
do you know what I mean?
Got you.
He wants a little.
Send you some of that truth. I got that truth brand headed your way.
Yeah, he wants to, if you could send a little Truth 34 in his direction. I don't think you have to send it. The way you used to have to send it in the old days to Robert Parrish was via FedEx. But I don't think you have to do that anymore, right? No. I think it's all on the up and up. We're on the up and up. You like being in the weed business?
Man, I mean, you know what? I think, you know, I've been in it for like the last 6 years, and I'm just seeing how it's affected my community. I've had cousins, relatives that's going to jail over it now, just to see how it's been legalized and it's affecting change. Yeah, I really enjoy seeing the change it's been able to make, especially in the Black community, because I think we've been mostly affected by the criminalization of it.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time with us. We got to take a quick break, but... if there were one song, when we come back, we need a rejoin song to get the Celtics fired up for tonight. So who better to pick it than Paul Pierce? What would be your one song?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot right there. You know what I used to listen to? Going to the games. I used to listen to Rising Up, Back on the Stream. Get in the glory.
On the distance, now I'm back. Which is the man in his will to survive. Eye of the Tiger.
Right, wow.
Survivor.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, right. Who knew you were a Survivor fan, Paul Pierce?
I thought he was going with like Tupac or something from Snoop or Ice Cube or something.
One time.
Oh, yeah, I used to mix it up. Definitely used to go, yeah. You know I used to bring the West Coast to the East, so.
One time I had Paul on the old show. This is probably like 15 years ago, and we got to talking about music, and I brought up, and you may remember this because we played this drop all the time, I brought up the Beatles, and Paul said, I'm not familiar with the Beatles, which I think is probably, it wasn't your generation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the Beatles, but I couldn't tell you one song.
Yeah, who cares?
That's it. Right?
All right. Well, listen, it's been awesome having you on. Go Celtics, and we'll hopefully talk to you again soon. All right, Paul?
All right, you guys. Go Celtics. Let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.